In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Consumers are expected to shell out more money for the holiday season. We'll talk with PwC's Steve Barr in a moment.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Holiday spending is forecast to reach its highest point since the Great Recession, rising 10% this year compared with the 2015 holiday season. That is according to PwC's 2016 Holiday Outlook. However, it's not all good news for bricks and mortars retailers. Let's get the survey details from Steve Barr, PwC's U.S. consumer and retail leader. Steve, first off, a 10% increase in spending. How much will each consumer spend on average this year?
Yeah, this year consumers told us they're going to spend $1,121, which overall is a 10% increase from 2015.
And furthermore, you say consumers making less than $50,000 a year will likely boost their percentage spending levels more than consumers overall?
Yeah, we saw some really interesting trends this year. Households earning less than $50,000 told us that they're really ready to spend, and we actually expect that they're going to spend up to 20% more on gifts, travel, and entertainment related to their overall holiday spending.
Now, that's not a great piece of news for retailers, is it? Because the gifts will likely be more experience-oriented, should we say, and that's not a retailer's alley.
Yeah, that's right. So the good news is consumers are ready to spend. The challenge for retailers is they're going to share that spend not only with those folks that are focused on travel and entertainment or overall experience, but the other challenge, especially for store-based retailers, is we expect a dramatic increase in overall e-commerce. In fact, we expect e-commerce sales to be up 25% this year. And what was especially interesting about our digital findings this year is we expect a 24% increase in the completion of transactions on mobile devices. So in prior holidays, a mobile device was really a tool to gather information, to find the best deals, to find a store location, to research products, perhaps see what friends and social networks were recommending. We're really seeing that massive shift now to the mobile device completing the actual purchase transaction. So the store-based retailers have a real positive in that consumers are ready to spend, but they're sure going to have to stay competitive and stay relevant to compete both with travel and experience overall and with the online and overall mobile transactions.
And I guess to that end, the store-based retailers are ramping up their online platforms.
They are, and in fact, we expect that the online platforms of many of the leading retailers themselves will do exceptionally well this year. And what's interesting as we look at those primarily store-based retailers, what I keep saying to folks is they have a strategic asset that the primary online-only retailers do not have. So if they're able to leverage those assets very strategically this holiday, they too can have a great holiday, but they're going to have to execute very well. Shoppers told us they want to see in-store knowledgeable store associates, speedy checkout lines, great assortment, and great prices. So there's a chance for the store-based retailers to do well, and we expect many of them are going to be very well prepared and execute well this holiday.
Let's talk about, Steve, who is buying. First of all, you mentioned Gen Z. You call them the demographic 0 to 20 years old, but you really zeroed in on Gen Z demographic members who are between 17 and 20. They're, I guess, the biggest demographic right now in the country, and they will likely be spending in strong numbers for the holiday season.
Gen Zers now are beginning to emerge into their prime shopping years, especially, you know, the older range of that demographic. And what they told us, some interesting things. They like shopping in stores, and they like shopping for things like personal electronics. No surprise, many of them can have up to five active devices at any one time. But they're also interested in clothes, shoes, and toys. And what's especially interesting about the Gen Zers is they're influenced by social media and others as much as any of the other demographics. But those influencers really need to be authentic. The Gen Zers told us that authenticity does matter.
Another strong shopping demographic, Steve, that you mentioned are millennial parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Millennial parents are really primed to spend. And while I said the Gen Zers were beginning to emerge into their prime shopping years, the millennials are in their prime shopping years, and especially those millennial parents. So they're ready to spend.
And we'll have more in a moment.
Hi, I'm Paul Vigna. If you do not subscribe to the Money Bee podcast, you are going to feel worse than a short seller on the day of a big rally. Go to iTunes and WSJ.com/podcasts. You want to sign up for this one.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
I'm speaking with PwC's Steve Barr. PwC's survey says that around 60% of retailers indicate they'll provide both free shipping and free returns this holiday season, and that's almost mandatory for them.
From my perspective, free shipping and free returns is the price all retailers need to pay, whether they're primarily online only or the omni-channel retailers. It's the new standard, and we're going to see those requirements for minimum orders or to pay to return to go away just to stay competitive.
And also, Steve, PwC survey found that consumers will likely start their shopping pretty soon, not just when we think they're going to start around Black Friday.
What we've seen the last few seasons is the holidays are starting earlier and earlier. Some of that was out of necessity because the retailers during the leaner economic years were staying, you know, extremely competitive. But we've now permanently conditioned the consumer to really start that holiday shopping as soon as the lights go out on the front porch for Halloween. There's certainly some shop earlier when there are great deals, but the majority of folks we're seeing are going to start earlier, but not in that Black Friday week or Cyber Monday.
And you also mentioned the importance of brands in this survey. Brands matter to most of the respondents in this poll.
Absolutely. Brands continue to matter. And in fact, we have an overwhelming response that brands do matter. And an interesting trend that we point out in our report is we asked shoppers a simple question. Do they shop at Amazon or not? And 9 out of 10 of the respondents said that they shop at Amazon. We didn't ask how many times, is it a primary destination, just simply a yes or no. But of that 90%, 34% of them said that because of that relationship with Amazon, they're shopping at fewer physical stores, and 24% of them told us that they're shopping at shopping less at other websites. So who's winning and competing are those branded websites. And then also within the store, the categories that matter are those brands that are innovating, have the great products and the desirable attributes that the consumers are looking for.
That's right. The survey said 80% of survey respondents said brands matter to them. And also, Steve, the survey finds that shoppers expect to give quite a bit of money to their favorite causes.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things that we did, and it's new in our holiday outlook this year, is we just took a look at consumers and asked them, you know, how much do they plan to give? And of those that plan to donate cash, their average contribution this year is $244. And a majority of shoppers overall, about 75%, plan to donate cash, toys, food or volunteer hours to their favorite causes.
Right. This includes health and social services, community development, disaster relief, and animal welfare. Speaking of animals, pet owners are likely to splurge this holiday season too, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this was actually one of the more fun parts of our survey. So being a companion animal lover myself, we asked the question this year, do you plan to shop for your pets? And what's intriguing is budgets are about 5 to 10% of overall budgets through all the demographic cuts are being allocated to spending on companion animals. So there's no question companion animals are a big part of families. And now knowing that about 5 to 10% of the budget is going there, we're going to continue to monitor this trend going forward.
Steve Barr, U.S. Yeah. retailer and consumer leader for PwC, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.